Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
We're jumping right in with a quick, targeted deep dive for you. This is really for parents and teachers, just to get you up to speed on the articles students are reading today in The Juice.
Exactly. Our goal here is to, boil these topics down quickly, give you the core facts, and maybe some context.
Yeah, just some entry points for conversation, whether you're at home or in the classroom.
Right.
Okay, let's start with persistence and creativity. The first article is about a Nigerian TV star, Simply Tasha.
Mm-hmm.
She just broke 2 Guinness World Records. She did 144 makeovers in 24 hours.
Which is just an incredible number. And it wasn't easy. I mean, the article mentions power outages, a rainstorm. They had to rebuild the set mid-attempt.
And there were these really specific rules to qualify.
Right, absolutely. For each makeover, she had to use 8 specific products, sculpt the eyebrows.
Wow.
It was very technical.
So what was her motivation?
She said it was about showing that Nigerian women can achieve global recognition. It really makes you think, beyond just the record itself, what does that kind of determination say about personal goals?
That connects really nicely to the next article, which features the Nobel laureate Toni Morrison.
Ah, yes. The quote.
Exactly. The quote students are reading is, if there's a book you really want to read, but it hasn't been written yet, then you must write it.
It's such a call to action. And while the article covers her amazing legacy, books like Beloved, it also gets into something else.
The controversy.
The controversy, yeah. 2 of her most famous novels, The Bluest Eye and Beloved, are on lists of the most challenged books in libraries. Constantly.
So a good discussion point there might be, what kinds of stories need more representation today? And, why do some books become so challenged?
I think that's a perfect question.
Okay, let's pivot a bit to science and technology. This next one is fascinating. Scientists have found 3 new types of Tanzanian tree toads.
And what's really wild about them is they skip the tadpole stage entirely.
They give birth to live young.
Live young. It's incredibly rare. Less than 1% of all frog species do this.
And how did they even find this out?
Well, this is the cool part. It's a field called museomics. They examined hundreds of old museum specimens, some over 120 years old, using DNA evidence to confirm it.
Wow.
Yeah. And the experts say this just highlights how urgent it is to protect the forests in East Africa.
Okay, speaking of new methods, let's talk about Roblox.
Right, the big online game platform.
They're turning to artificial intelligence, to AI, to verify players' ages. This is in response to a lot of pressure to protect kids online.
It is. So the system has users upload a video, and then an AI program called Persona scans it to estimate their age.
And that puts them into age-specific chat groups, like 9 to 12-year-olds together.
Exactly. But you can probably see the issue here.
Privacy.
It's a huge privacy concern for critics. Roblox says they delete the videos right after processing, but it still raises that essential question. How do you balance keeping people safe with respecting their privacy?
That's a tough one. Okay, now for the policy briefing, where we just want to be really impartial and lay out the facts. So one article covers the Trump administration's plan to restructure about $3.9 billion in federal homelessness funding.
Right. And the key change is a shift away from long-term permanent housing. The money is being moved toward transitional housing instead.
And that transitional housing has requirements, doesn't it?
It does. Things like needing to have a job and undergo addiction treatment. HUD says this restores accountability.
But the critics have a very different take.
A very different take. They warn that cutting funding for the current Housing First models could, it could put around 170,000 vulnerable people out on the streets.
So that really gets to a core question for discussion.
Mm-hmm.
What is the most effective role for government when people are struggling with housing?
Mm-hmm.
And finally, there's an article about a U.S.-devised peace plan for the Russia-Ukraine war.
A controversial one. The key detail is that it was reportedly drawn up without Ukraine's direct participation.
And the reaction has been pretty strong.
Oh, yeah. Ukrainian and European officials have called the plan absurd. That's a direct quote. Mainly because it reportedly requires Ukraine to give up a lot of territory and cut its military.
So what's the U.S. position now?
Top officials are saying they'll keep developing ideas based on input from, both sides of the conflict. It really brings up a critical question.
Mm-hmm.
How should leaders even approach peace talks when a nation is being asked to surrender its own territory?
That's a lot to think about.
It is. And, if I could connect a few of these threads,
mm-hmm.
Think about the precision Tasha needed for her record. or the careful analysis in museumics. It shows how important the process is.
What do you mean?
Well, how can we apply that same kind of rigorous, thoughtful process to these huge policy problems like homelessness or war? Instead of just looking for a short-term fix, how do we consider all the long-term consequences?
That's a really powerful final thought. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into the articles being shared today.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.